May the words of my mouth and the meditations of our heart be always acceptable in your sight, O God, our strength and our Redeemer.
Amen.
Please be seated. So I speak out of that place of having watched Lynn and watched our community and watched so many people wrestle with the presence of death and the way death claims us. And so we come to the lessons of All Saints Day. And the lessons actually have changed quite dramatically. We used to hear, "Let us now praise famous men," you know, and those who were prominent and those who were obscure. And then the gospel reading always used to be the Beatitudes. Blessed are the poor, blessed are the meek, blessed are you who hunger and thirst. But the lessons today, they're all about death. From Isaiah, this is usually a funeral reading, preparing a feast for all peoples. Did you notice how I changed the collect? Instead of saying, "You have prepared, you know, knit together your elect," as if there's going to be some and some left out. Isaiah, and, you know, there is at least as much of a universal strain running through Scripture. And, wow, the thought of God having elect and choosing someone and leaving the rest to go to waste, that's not the God revealed in Jesus. And so we have this feast day where we notice all of the saints of God, but the lessons for today are all about the power of death. That lesson from Isaiah, again, it's a funeral reading. The lesson from Revelation, the new heaven and a new earth, that presence that has been with us all along. You see, I am the beginning and the end. I'm where you began, and I'm also the goal toward which you are moving. I am all in all. That's Revelation. And then in the Gospel of John, again, this is not our normal All Saints lesson. It is the raising of Lazarus, which technically not resurrection. Do you know that? This is a revival. Resurrection is not just bringing somebody back to life. Resurrection is about what comes next. It's like what's next on the evolutionary stage. It's like the difference from being in utero to being in the world. Resurrection. Actually, the difference is even more radical than that, because you're still a little baby in utero, and you're a baby. The context is different. But resurrection is not just reviving Lazarus. So the lessons today are putting before us a connection between the power of death and the power of God's love. And really, the biblical puzzle that is put before us, the biblical challenge, is really to say all of us and all human culture is shaped by death in ways that we do not understand. It's like that mystery is one of the deepest things about us, and it simply colors the way we look at ourselves and the world. It shapes how we love, it shapes how we work, it shapes what we worry about, it shapes what we're afraid of. And somehow, I mean, this is the challenge that is set before us. But we as a Christian people are meant to be a people that are not under the power of death in the way that other people are. We are to be beacons of people who are not afraid of death, who don't believe that death has ultimate power. And as I said yesterday at a graveside service, you know, we invoke the God in whom we live and move and have our being, so that even our dying takes place within God. God's not out there and we're somewhere alone. We are already in God, and we are always in God. And as the words were spoken last night, nothing in all creation can separate us from the love of God made known in Christ Jesus, not even dying. So the challenge before us is not to have our lives run by the power of death, not to have it governed by that kind of fear. And we hold up saints. The little phrase I've been using, thinking this morning, is saints are people in whom it is easy to see the presence of God. Saints are those who make it easier for us to see the presence of God. And on the other side, saints are those who see the presence of God even in the most difficult circumstances. So that phrase of Jesus, did I not tell you, if you believed, you would see the glory of God? But we have to hear that, not believe some ideas. That's not the old meaning of believe. The old meaning of believe is like belieben. Has to do with loving, beloving, trusting, cherishing. Did I not tell you, if you loved, you would see the glory of God? And of course, when we speak of love, in a sense, the alternate, the opposite of love is fear. And of course, what is our profoundest fear? The fear that gathers all fears together. The fear of death. The fear of loss. The fear of diminishment. The fear of powerlessness. The fear of separation. The fear of abandonment. I mean, it just gets the whole basket of human fears concentrated in what it means to die. And love is stronger than death. God, stronger than death. And so we, as those who are set to the task, set to the challenge of ourselves being saints, what does it ask of us? It asks that we, A, come to recognize the presence of God in ourselves and in each other. And it's, you know, I say, All Saints' Day has tended to be like only human beings. And really, it's all of creation. Or it's been thought to be only Christians. That's not who God is. God is not going to bring to completion just God's elect, just a little group of people, and let the rest go to waste. That's not the God made known in Christ Jesus. The God made known in Jesus is the God of life, the God who brings life, who does not serve death, who wants to, as that wonderful phrase, unbind him and let him go. That's addressed to all of us. All of us could hear those words spoken of me. Unbind him and let him go. Set him free from his fear of death and his preoccupation with death, so that you might know what it's actually like to give all of one's energy and all of one's attention to the love of God, to the recognition of God's presence in all things. Saints make it easy for us to recognize God's presence in them. And saints do an especially good job of recognizing God's presence even when it is quite Let's let our light not stay hidden under bushel baskets, but let's let our light shine in the world, not presenting ideas to be believed, but a presence that is the alternative to life lived under the dominion of death. We are set free from death's power. Death, where is thy victory? Death, where is thy sting? We are set free, yet we do not know it. And we have not fully unlocked that glorious secret that will allow us to live in fullness and in passion without fear. In other words, to be those ordinary saints that people the world and are so because they recognize the presence of God everywhere. Let us do that. And let us remember our dear sister and friend Lynn. Her courage and that fierce, fierce light that shone through her that is the light of God and is the same light that we all share. Let us give on this day, let us give thanks for her witness among us, and let us allow God to comfort our hearts in the knowledge that for God, death is not anything like it is for us. I don't know what God death is like for God, but I know that it's not like it is for us. And though Lynn is now invisible to us, she is shining